This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cristobal is now a tropical depression, pushing into the corner of southwest Mississippi as heavy rain continues to spread northward, touching off more flash flooding. The National Weather Service says areas as far north as Jackson, Mississippi could see as much as 8 inches of rain after the storm brought storm surge flooding and heavy downpours to the coast late into yesterday. And as Cristobal continues to move inland, there's also the threat of tornadoes, especially in parts of eastern Mississippi. Democrats on Capitol Hill will roll out legislation today aimed at concerns raised by the police custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis 2 weeks ago. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill will take on inequities in the justice system, racial profiling, and excessive use of force by police. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Federal prosecutors in New York want to question Prince Andrew in their criminal investigation into sex trafficking charges against the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. The prince was a longtime friend of Epstein's and has been accused by one woman of sexual abuse when she was 17 years old. Prince Andrew says the allegations are untrue. The 66-year-old Epstein died by suicide last summer while awaiting a trial on sex trafficking charges. About 400,000 people are going back to work today as New York City begins a Phase 1 coronavirus reopening. Retail shops can open for curbside pickup, and construction and manufacturing plants are also coming back to life. New York City has finally hit all the metrics laid out by Governor Andrew Cuomo for reopening, including the number of new infection rates, currently at the lowest they've been since mid-March. And this is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Dyersburg, Tennessee Police Department's asking for help from the public after a shooting at the American Legion Lodge there. Officers were called to the club early yesterday morning where they found 5 people had been shot inside the building. The victims were flown to hospitals in Nashville and the Regional Medical Center in Memphis. Police say witnesses have not been willing to speak to them so far about exactly what happened. New York City is reopening for business amid the coronavirus crisis, the Big Apple entering Phase 1 starting today, with retail shops beginning curbside or in-store pickup again. Construction, manufacturing, agriculture, and wholesale businesses are starting up again as well. Subway service expected to be at least at 95% of its pre-pandemic service, but masks will be required and commuters will be expected to engage in social distancing. And yet another moderate earthquake has hit the city of Ridgecrest, California. The USGS saying the magnitude 4.3 quake struck Sunday night shortly after 9 o'clock Pacific time. The area has been a hotbed for earthquake activity lately, with a 3.5 4.5 magnitude quake on Saturday night and a 5.5 magnitude quake last Wednesday. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, right? I'll tell you, this is part of the challenge we run into. As an author said last week, you know, we have to watch the dynamic tension between coercion and and convincing someone. If we do it without compassion, there's going to be resistance. And this is what's going on in part right now, is that we have a body of the body politic that wants to just coerce people. And part of the challenge that we have is when you're in that mindset of coercion, that should be a warning to us all that we need to slow down and pause a little bit, because emotions run rampant. We think we have a rapid idea, you know, in this, you know, instantaneous microwave society that we live in, you know, and both sides, you know, both sides are, you know, we're equally responsible for this, because both sides are going to be part of the answer. And the only way that we can come to a good answer, the right answer here, is if we're all, you know, if we're having the conversation, if we're reasoning together. If, you know, I think as someone once said, I mean, it was Dana Perino the other night, said that, you know, the interesting thing about conservatives, and when she said Republicans, and I think conservatives do the same thing, because, you know, we want to be smart about this, and we want to get the data, which is interesting, and they use the data against us for this pandemic, right? And so data with a lot of emotion and passion led us to shutting down our government. Now, I think that at the end of the day, we will reevaluate that and say, whoa, we got worked here on some numbers, and we made some decisions based on faulty numbers. I think that's going to end up proving itself out at the end of the day. That is, if people really want to know the truth. But, you know, you're going to have a lot of what we call CYA taking place, where people want to cover their rear ends on this thing. And so, you know, they want to justify their position so they can continue to get research dollars from the government and out of our coffers. It's just the nature of man that we have to deal with. And right now, you know, you want to get COVID-19 off the headlines, then let's deal with race. And all this is coming, you know, to a head, and hopefully it comes to a head to where we can really put this thing in proper perspective. And to this end, I want you to listen to Shelby Steele here. And this is just one side of the perspective. Now, I appreciate what Shelby Steele brings to the discussion. And it's important that you hear it. Shelby Steele's a black man, okay? So know that up front. and he addresses the claims of systemic racism. And he has an interesting perspective on this. This is coming from a black man. I happen to agree with him, but, you know, we're not hearing a lot of this perspective right now. We're hearing a lot of Black Lives Matter. We're hearing a lot of Antifa. And I said this earlier that, Black Lives Matter, to me, I think if they stop killing their black babies, then maybe I might be able to hear what they stand for and really believe that Black Lives Matter. But when 40% of their babies are being aborted and they say Black Lives Matter, come on. It's a mixed message. You know that as well as I do. And we got to be smart about this. I mean, we just can't get caught up in, this woke society that suddenly, you can't even reason. Because you need to have, in order to get, through this, we really have to, tolerate. Tolerate each other so that we can have a conversation and reason together. But, at the very beginning of reasoning together is a desire that in the end we will come up with a solution. Not be victorious. There's not a winner. There's not a, I beat you in this debate. I mean, if that's what you're doing, well, then forget it. Don't even get involved and don't waste my time. But I want you to listen to what Shelby Steele had to say. He's a Hoover Institution Senior Fellow and an author. Listen.
So when people start to talk about systemic racism built into the system, what they're really doing is expanding the territory of entitlement. We want more. We want more. We want the society to give us more, to help us and so forth. Society is responsible for us. And because racism is so systemic. Well, that's a corruption. And I know it's a corruption. Because the truth of the matter is, blacks have never been less oppressed than they are today. Opportunity is around every corner. In all of this, no one ever stops to say, well, you're unhappy about where minorities are at in American life, and blacks continue to be at the bottom of most socioeconomic measures. You're unhappy about that. Why don't you take some responsibility for it? Why don't you take more responsibility? I would be happy to continue to look at all the usual bad guys, the police and so forth, if we had the nerve, the courage, to look at black people, to look at black Americans, minority Americans, and say, you're not carrying your own weight. You're going to go have a fit and a tantrum and demonstrate and so forth, and yet you're not doing. Are you teaching your child to read? Are you making sure that the school down the street actually educates your child? Are you becoming educated and following a dream in life and making things happen for yourself? Or are you saying I'm a victim and I'm owed and the entitlement is inadequate?
This is what it's all about, and it transcends race. What he's talking about, I mean, these are just practical values that we need to understand. And when he says, "Are you carrying your own weight?" I think that goes across all of humanity. And that's something that we need to ask ourselves before we get into a conversation here. And especially what we need to be sensitive about is that have we assumed the victim's posture? That seems to be the order of the day. If you're a victim, then all of a sudden you are entitled to special privilege, consideration, and reparations. And the responsibility no longer is upon you. There's no such thing as self-responsibility. See, but if we're going to enjoy freedom that our founding fathers had thought about and put together with this great American experiment, it all starts with self-responsibility. The conversation will continue. Thanks for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, in reading Dan Crenshaw's book, I highly recommend that book, Fortitude, by the way. One of the chapters he talks about, things that, there are things that he's learned as a Navy SEAL and through life. And I believe that this is a significant read. And I think that every kid should get their hands on this, whether or not to want to become a SEAL, but just be successful in life, because there are so many golden nuggets in that book. And one of the chapters he talks about is having an escape valve. That you've got to be able, you know, to complain. You know, sometimes, you know, people think, well, you know, you're such a complainer, you shouldn't complain. Well, you know, sometimes we need to process. We need to get that out of us if we're holding on to things, because then, you know, when it does come out, it comes out in such an explosive manner that the important message is lost, because it's all bathed in this emotion and passion. But, you know, the practical admonishment in his book, in this particular chapter, was, you know, it's good to let off steam. That, you know, because he says, well, in the SEAL teams, you know, yeah, they would sit around and complain and do all that, and it was just kind of a valve. It was a release valve. And I believe that's important to have, especially these days when there is so many things seemingly coming at us in this information age, that we need to be able to do that. And to that end, we are offering here at Bill Martinez Live an outlet for you, okay? It is called BML Rant, like Bill Martinez Live Rant, all right? I want you to let some steam off. I want you to call this number, 833-BML-RANT, and let us know how you feel. You got about 60 seconds. Just let it fly. Let some steam off. And then what we're going to do on Fridays, we're going to play the best of the rants, you know, and share them with you. And, again, encourage everybody that, look, we want to hear from you. And even if it is a rant, I mean, because in the midst of it, as I always say, that there is something telling in what it is that you're sharing and the frustration. And if we can listen, see, that's the opportunity. That's what this is all about. And sometimes it's really difficult, you know, to listen to somebody who is ranting and so passionate about something. It just overwhelms you. But, you know, this is a learning opportunity for us, you know, and I say for both sides, all sides here, to have the conversation, to do what's, you know, over the years and historically what we've learned is when we sit down and reason together. I mean, our founding fathers, what they did, they sat down, they reasoned together. There wasn't 1,000% agreement. It wasn't like all of a sudden, wham, here comes the Declaration of Independence, all perfectly written, and, oh, here comes the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. This is a process. And if we really want America to be truly great again, well, it starts with each individual to have that same ambition and that same desire to be the best version of themselves. And, you know, that's my hope and prayer, you know, for each of us, that we can take a look at all this is going on right now and out of it really be the best version of ourselves. I mean, you know, a lot is said right now because, you know, the focus on racism, there's a lot quoted, you know, from Dr. Martin Luther King, and his passion and his foundation came from the Word of God. Okay. It wasn't like, you know, he all of a sudden went on the mountain and, you know, came back, you know, so brilliant. I mean, he had bathed himself in the Word of God, and he saw the injustice. And he saw that the answer was, as my kids used to say, why don't you just do what God says? But of course, we have a number of people that have turned their backs on God, said, look at, you know, the Ten Commandments are irrelevant. It wrongly influences people. It enjoins church and state. You know, that's not supposed to happen, which is not what Thomas Jefferson really said, but that's okay. And, you know, the Word of God is strong enough. It can handle this. And the proof in the pudding is the lives that we're living right now. And each decade, each generation that passes, that turns its back on God or ignores godly values and principles and lessons and wisdom. Hey, look at, you know, here we are. We're at this crossroads, and you've heard me say this before. Sometimes when you come to a crossroad, it comes down to a moment and choice. Some moments more important and some choices more important than others. And this is where we are right now, I believe. And as you know, as was stated earlier with Shelby Steele, I mean, he says, and I'm sure there's probably some, oh, I can't believe he said that. You know, what is this guy, some Uncle Tom or something? You know, this is a brilliant, brilliant man who has insight here that, you know, when you are looking for, okay, and this is what I was looking for with the murder of Martin Luther, who's going to take his place? And there was nobody there to take his place, you know, sadly, that we were aware of, that could come on the public stage and assume that vacancy upon his passing. And it was as if the consciousness of God, you know, was silent for a little bit, or at least the voice of God was silent for a little bit. You know, we had some leaders, religious leaders along the way, but when it came to the black community, to get them to a point of, you know, like Shelby says, like, are you carrying your own weight? Yeah, I mean, there are some systemic issues in terms of policing, but to get to the point to defund, I mean, and this is where you get into some of the political stuff, is like, how did we get there? How come you can't fire police? How come you have a guy like Derek Chauvin, who's been written up some like 17, 19 times, and he's still on the job? How does that happen? That is in a Democratic-controlled state. And, you know, again, you've got to be able to call things when you sit down and reason together. You've got to call these things out for what they are. And you've got Democratic policies. You have had a systematic way that the Democrats get elected. They buy votes. Okay? That's what they do. They don't have the ideas, so what they do, their idea is, okay, we're going to use the people's money to buy votes. So what did they do? They bought the police unions, okay? And then they got the union forces in place because those are the people's votes that they needed to have. Now they're turning their back on them, but for many years, for decades, they've bought that vote. And they've kind of allowed some of this stuff to perpetuate. But keep in mind, you know, by the same token, the police unions and the men in blue have been responsible, and many bad police have been, you know, they've been reassigned, and they're no longer police, rightfully so. But you have to look at the numbers here. When you consider how many blacks die every year, I think, you know, it's somewhere around 5,000-6,000 blacks die every year. And you ask the question, you go, okay, how many of those occur at the hands of police? Are you ready for this? Maybe 1%. And at least 80% of those, if I'm reading these stats correctly, I think I'm pretty close, if not exact here, at least 80% involve a black with a gun. So what do you expect a police officer who is there to enforce the law and defend himself to make sure he gets home to his family? What is he supposed to do? Just allow for, you know, a lawless individual, black, pink, or whatever, to shoot him dead? So that they're not accused of, police brutality. So the numbers do not warrant. That's really what this comes down to. When you've got about 99% of murders on black America happening by blacks, not by police. I mean, this is being done by other than law enforcement. But right now the narrative is, oh, you know, we've got to get rid of the police. We've got to defund the police. Okay, now, you know, when you say defund the police, I mean, it runs the entire spectrum. I get it. Some people, well, what do you mean? We're not talking about getting rid of the police altogether. You know, but when you say defund, what do you mean? Anyway, you got to be careful with the headlines there, right?
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cristobal is now a tropical depression, pushing into the corner of southwest Mississippi as heavy rain continues to spread northward, touching off more flash flooding. The National Weather Service says areas as far north as Jackson, Mississippi, could see as much as 8 inches of rain after the storm brought storm surge flooding and heavy downpours to the coast late into yesterday. And as Cristobal continues to move inland, there's also the threat of tornadoes, especially in parts of eastern Mississippi. Democrats on Capitol Hill will roll out legislation today aimed at concerns raised by the police custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis 2 weeks ago. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill will take on inequities in the justice system, racial profiling, and excessive use of force by police. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. You know, people are really disturbed. It's interesting, again, when you look and consider the reporting, the mainstream media, I should say, was mostly disturbed when the President of the United States chose the shrine of St. John Paul II to announce a new executive order protecting religious minorities, which you would think should have been celebrated by all those who love the church and love the church and religious freedom. So it's quite telling to consider the response in the worldview that came quickly on display, you know, by the mainstream media. Here with us right now is the president of the Catholic Vote, Brian Birch. Brian, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you this morning.
Well, great to have you here, Brian. I got to tell you, and I've had several discussions with people, is that, you know, that didn't bother me. I mean, in light of what had happened the night before, you know, to the church there, the near destruction of it, but for some quick acting people to put the fire out, that church could have been burnt down quite easily. And that coupled with the attacks on religious freedoms, how they have been mounting time and time again, and this pro-religious president signing an executive order wanting to reinforce to America and to people of faith that law and order still stands, and that religious freedom, our First Amendment right, in, you know, in conjunction with the right to protest and to speak freely, that they can cohabitate. That's the way I looked at it. What did I miss, you know, that the mainstream media is trying to convince me of?
Well, you didn't miss anything. And unfortunately, as we've learned over the last several weeks, even months, that when it comes to the media, unfortunately, facts are one of the first casualties. And I think your listeners deserve to know exactly what happened here. This was an event planned by the White House with the John Paul II Shrine for the explicit purpose of honoring and the legacy of John Paul II and to announce the signing of an executive order on religious freedom, on international religious freedom. It was a specific designation by this president to make a priority the rights and monies and the orientation of our government toward the threats that that Christians suffer around the world. Mm-hmm. This had nothing to do with race. It had nothing to do with the riots. They chose this date specifically because it was the 41st anniversary of John Paul II's first visit to Poland, which was a historic day for religious freedom. And unfortunately, the partisans and those that certainly have an axe to grind against the president chose to use the moment to attack the president, to call both the shrine and the visit reprehensible and baffling. Is what the Archbishop of Washington, D.C.
That was shocking right there, Brian. Why would the Archbishop, chime in like that when he was at the forefront of this original plan?
No question, and I'll actually break a little news here this morning. We also have learned that the Archbishop was aware of and was invited as a special guest to the event 5 days before the event. He politely declined, according to my sources inside the White House, but then did not reach out to the shrine or to the owners of the shrine, and instead waited for the opportune moment to drop this news release just as the president was about to arrive at the shrine, clearly for partisan political purposes. And as we described, a regrettable choice to divide the country and certainly to divide Catholics at a time when the country is in need of unity and healing.
Exactly. And we look to the church to be the leaders of unity and love and respect for all. And you would think, especially when you're talking about religious freedom, it's like, what did the Archbishop miss in translation here? Or is the Archbishop now so exposed as a partisan that he's, snuffed his lamp out?
Well, this is another point that I think is important, and that is, as many Catholics know, the bishops of the United States have largely remained neutral when it comes to partisan politics. Mm-hmm. They've retreated to a safe area of talking about church teaching, talking about the responsibilities to properly form our consciences, and then leaves it largely to lay people to try to apply those teachings to the practical reality of candidates and elections, right?
Right.
But here you have the Archbishop essentially stepping into the fray to make an explicit partisan statement against the President of the United States. Now, if he would like to do that, or if he's going to do that, the question might be then, why is this the selective application of this? What happened to last year when Nancy Pelosi, for example, was allowed to deliver a eulogy inside of a Catholic church that the Archbishop was celebrating a mass in? There's all sorts of examples of politicians and political leaders, many of them Catholic themselves, that are hostile to church teaching, that flaunt it, that have no respect whatsoever for the church, and nary a peep from this Archbishop or many others. And so we find it a bit of a double standard, and certainly in some ways very hypocritical for the Archbishop to speak out in the way that he did, knowing that he has remained silent in so many other cases.
Well, speaking of Nancy Pelosi, how does the Catholic Church or this Archbishop, support someone, a leader, that supports supports abortion, supports 40% of blacks being murdered by way of abortion, and then wants to stand with the people and say Black Lives Matter?
Sure. Now, I don't think it's fair to say he supports Nancy Pelosi. Who knows? He may. I'm not.
Well,
sure.
She still, she still gets communion there, last I heard. And, so that in essence, it's like, look at, the church, if it wants to take a, pick and choose, then at least choose rightly, but make sure you're still standing on the principles of God, right? But when you're wishy-washy, then you promote that kind of position. Then how do you expect the flock to follow?
That's exactly right. The church has a teaching that's independent of any of these bishops or shepherds, or frankly, of you and me. It's the truth. It will always be the truth. And we are obligated as Catholics, and we vow it to live our faith in communion with this truth given to us by the church. And our shepherds have a special obligation to teach, govern, and sanctify. That's exactly what the church, how it describes the role of a bishop. And to the extent they're going to engage in comments and partisan politics, they need to be clear. They need to apply it evenly to all politicians. And if he has a problem with Donald Trump, okay, make your point. Let's look at it. Is in fact a visit to a shrine to celebrate religious freedom somehow a violation of Catholic teaching? Of course it's not. Is a pro-abortion politician repeatedly voting for what you rightly described as the number one cause of murder of black children in the United States? Yes, that is a clear violation of church teaching. And so it seems to me that the Archbishop might want to consider speaking up in these other cases as much as he is against the president just recently.
Well, Brian, what does it say about the other archbishops? Are they in agreement with this archbishop's response to Donald Trump?
I think the bishops, like many Catholics, are divided. I think certainly many of them like much of what this president is doing, particularly on religious freedom, particularly on life, particularly on helping Catholic schools during the recent crisis and more recently with his pledge to help further. But there's clearly a partisan wing inside the church that doesn't like the president, might be termed want to see a more progressive public policy. And therefore, I think they're unfortunately putting their hand on the scales and trying to influence this election in a way that I don't think is helpful.
Well, but once especially an archbishop, comes outside of the line and makes this kind of pronouncement, it does color, like it or not, the other remaining archbishops, and it divides them. I mean, this is really what's clear, don't you think?
No question. The church needs to be consistent here.
Well,
Well,
Brian, I'm sorry. We got to have you back. Thank you for being with us. Brian Birch here. Thank you, Brian.
Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The negative effects of the coronavirus have been felt worldwide, but in countries where life was already challenging, the difficulties are compounded. In Zimbabwe, where the Tide Ministry shares the gospel over the airwaves, our partners report that listeners call in to voice their frustrations, pains, and prayer requests. Coronavirus-related issues are a compounding factor in the lives of the people of Zimbabwe, who are already struggling with hardships due to economic difficulties, rampant inflation, high unemployment, and the prospect of a low harvest because of inadequate rainfall. Fears differ from country to country, but the search for hope is universal, and Christ is the only solid foundation of hope.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is pointing people to Jesus as the source of true hope in Zimbabwe and other countries, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Now,
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As you heard me say regarding Black Lives Matter, you know, if you stop killing black babies, you know, I might start to believe really that Black Lives Matter. You know, interesting. You know, we've heard a little bit, and I just say a little bit, compared to the damage and disruption that has been created on the streets of America by Antifa. And hardly anything about Black Lives Matter. You know, we see posters up there, Black Lives Matter, and, you know, some of the other associated activity of Black Lives Matter. And, but what I sense here is that people do not know who Antifa is, much less Black Lives Matter. With us right now is Justin Danhof. He's the general counsel for the National Center and FEP director. And we're going to talk about several things here that he's been exposing. What we love about Justin, on behalf of stockholders across the country, he keeps asking corporate America questions that they keep dodging. You know, Justin, you kind of believe like you're in a boxing match with Muhammad Ali or something. I mean, there's a lot of bobbing and dodging going on, but sooner or later you're going to catch up to him.
Well, look, thanks for having me on, Bill. This is such a critical juncture for the culture of the United States of America that we're living in. And far too many Americans, and I'm talking about Americans on the right, on the conservative, you know, liberty-loving perspective, don't have their eye on the ball of the fact that corporate America is being lost at a rapid, rapid pace. It took the left decades to infiltrate and take over academia, where we're at the point now with college campuses being as far left and woke as they are. That took decades. This has taken less than a decade for now more than 600 major American corporations to express support for Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Think about where we are. Less than a decade, we have gone from companies that were once free market, independent minded, to giving us things like Obamacare, which are going to lead down the road to socialism and their own destruction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the state of play that we're in with corporate America, folks. And the conservatives have not been paying attention to how far left these companies have really gone.
And they don't even understand, in particular, as you say, Black Lives Matter. I mean, Jesse Jackson, who has, he has lived off of all the race baiting and hijacking, and he's been able to survive very well, thank you very much, along with Al Sharpton. And you talk about things that are systemic. They don't want people to know how systemic some of this stuff is and where it originated from. So let's talk about Black Lives Matter. Who the heck are they?
Well, they started in 2013 around as kind of a nebulous idea, but with a hashtag. But then an organization actually sprung up. It's a real organization. And it was founded not even especially by all black folks. It was founded by none other than communists. So, you know, these names you're never going to hear. Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, Opal Tometi, they claim credit for the founding and the slogan and all of this. They work for something called the Freedom Road Socialist Organization. Their entire goal, it seems, from the outset, was not to heal racial divisions, but to inflame them so they could take down America's capitalist system and replace it with, right in the name of their organization,
right,
socialism.
Right.
So the goal, the goal was not to heal racial divides in America. It was to exploit instances like what we saw in Minneapolis, to take occasions like that and bring violence and destruction to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it's being borne out.
Right.
If you don't believe me, turn on your television. Watch the cities burn.
Right.
They're getting exactly what they set out to do. And it's appalling that so many Americans and so many corporations just can't educate themselves. The three words, Black Lives Matter, everyone can support the words. But this organization is not that. Go to the Capital Research Center. They have incredibly documented, annotated information on all of these individuals and the founding of Black Lives Matter. I highly recommend that folks read that. And, you know, before the next time, you know, a corporate leader sends off a tweet supporting these organizations, everyone should tweet back at them the link to the research that shows who these people really are, because they're not hiding it.
That's
the other thing. It's not like this is some underground secret. They profess who they are. With their words and with their actions.
And Justin, people need to understand there's nothing new under the sun. This is not a new playbook. I mean, this is what communist socialists have been doing, you know, from the moment that they were created. They've got this plan worked out. I mean, we know modern names like Saul Alinsky and others, you know, their playbook, Antifa's playbook. I mean, you can get their playbook, I think, for 99 cents. And we have the Minneapolis Attorney General holding it up like as if it's some sort of badge of honor and a personal endorsement. And then you have his son last week making a clear announcement that, I want to be clear, you know, I support Antifa. Well, come on, people. You know, we got to wise up here. I mean, democracy as we know it here in this country is all coming to it. I mean, and maybe this is what it all has to do, is that finally, you know, the truth will be known and people are going to have to choose once again, you know, give me liberty or give me death. I mean, it's coming down to this. And I've been saying time and again, to wax a bit political here, Justin, is that, you know, at times we come in life at critical moments where critical choices are necessary. And I believe we're in an important moment in our history where, you know, I'm talking about smart people. I'm not talking about the elites that have got Ivy League degrees. I'm talking smart people in flyover country that sit down having a cup of coffee on Main Street that look at the TV and go, what a bunch of knuckleheads. But, you know, the fact of the matter is what's at risk here. I mean, they can sit there and make those statements that what a bunch of knuckleheads. But look at, you need to have skin in the game. You know, you need to come to the rescue of this country, and conservatives need to step up and be empowered with knowledge, because as our good friend John Whitehead says, it's knowledge that precedes action. And I say the right action. And that's what we need to do. Like you said, they're not doing this, you know, clandestinely. I mean, they're wide open. Just a little bit of research tells you who they are. But, you know, the mainstream media is not going to tell you. Look, this is why self-responsibility is so key, right?
Well, yeah, and I will give you conservatives this message too, is to steel your spine, right? Because the attacks aren't going to just come what we're seeing on the streets. I'll tell you, when I called out Netflix last week at their shareholder meeting,
yes,
for their support of Black Lives Matter, and I was assuming the ignorance of their Twitter, whoever handles Netflix Twitter that's sending out all of this support, and I educated them about the origins of Black Lives Matter, the founders, who, you know, what their goals are, and I let them have it. Well, subsequently, we issued a press release, and let me tell you, the vile, vile hate emails that I received, they came strong, okay? Mm. So they're going to come after you if you press up against Black Lives Matter. So you need to steel your spine and get educated so you can, you know, respond with facts. And you know, Bill, what the scariest part of most of the hate was? Mm. Most of it came from journalists.
Mm.
Journalists.
Yeah.
When I looked up their bios, you know, and these are in mainstream publications all across right. America.
Well, these are the same journalists that Tom Cotton and I said, you know, this is part of, you know, the sophomoric mentality that resides in these editing rooms and these editorial rooms, you know, across the country, these woke children. And that everything is just a campus social injustice, and they come at you with all this emotion. But be cautioned. Emotion does not translate to fact and knowledge. Lots of emotion, lots of energy, but you're exactly right. If you cannot, you know, if you are not set in the truth and understand and are equipped with knowledge, you're going to be overrun. And this is the example. I said this to a Tea Party group here recently, Justin, is that this is the example that we can see from Donald Trump. Like him or not, I can tell you what I have observed time and again is when he says something, he sits on the truth as he believes it to be. He sits on it. I don't hear a lot of backpedaling from this president. If anything, reluctantly, not always, but reluctantly, the mainstream media has to come back and say, he was kind of right. You know, but at first he's an absolute liar. He must be nuts and that sort of thing. But he keeps standing on the truth. And this is what conservatives need to do, is they need to know the truth and keep standing on it, because, you know, America and your neighbor and your own family is at risk here. Are they not?
Well, they are. And look, the next time you see a radical idea happening on a campus of some, you know, quaint university, and you kind of roll your eyes and say, huh, like Yale's teaching a class on white privilege, and this was, you know, started a decade ago, and then, you know, this campus is doing it, and roll your eyes thinking that's a little bit weird. Well, that's now the mainstream media, and that is now mainstream corporate America, because those students were miseducated. Mm-hmm. And folks rolled their eyes and said, "Ah, they'll, you know, once they get in the real world, they'll straighten back out." But that's what academia did. They distorted an entire generation, and this generation is now in the C-suite. It's now in the boardrooms, and it's now printing the press that you're reading. So we need to fight back against corporate illogicness. We
yes.
need to fight back against, you know, the media so often, and we need to do so, as you say, with truth.
Without a doubt. He's the General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, Justin Danhof. Justin, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Look forward to having you back. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. just like their reps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Frustrated? Try.